The Ghost Mountain Boys, their epic march and the terrifying battle for New Guinea, the forgotten war of the South Pacific. By James Campbell. Narrated by Stephen Hoy. Copyright 2007 by James Campbell. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Crown Publishers, an imprint of the Crown Publishing Group, a division of Random House, Inc., and was produced in the year 2007 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Introduction. New Guinea was an unlikely place in which to wage a war for world domination. It was an inhospitable, only cursorily mapped, disease-ridden land. Almost no one, not the elite units of the Japanese forces that invaded New Guinea's north coast in July 1942, not the Australian Imperial Forces or its militia, and maybe least of all the U.S. Army's 32nd Red Arrow Division, was prepared for what military historian Eric Bergerud calls some of the harshest terrain ever faced by land armies in the history of the war. In New Guinea, exhaustion and disease pushed armies to the breaking point. Losses to malaria alone were crippling. 67% of the 14,500 American troops involved in the battles for Buna and Senananda contracted the disease. On the Senananda front, casualties due to malaria were over 80%. The suffering was enormous on all sides. For the Americans, it could have been alleviated, at least initially, by better planning. But eventually, the topography and climate would still have exacted a terrible toll. By the time the Red Arrow men arrived in New Guinea in September 1942, U.S. Marine troops were already fighting a brutal, well-documented land battle at Guadalcanal in the Solomon Islands.